In Australia, unemployment is low, inflation is high, and undecided voters are still up for grabs in a too-close-to-call general election. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Fresh data today show unemployment in the land down under stayed at 3.9% last month. Companies are snapping up full-time workers as fast as they can, but there aren't enough to go around. The cost of living crisis is also hitting wallets in Australia, where the central bank is trying to get inflation rates under control. Policymakers raised rates for the first time in more than a decade, and another sharper rise is anticipated in June. From Sydney, the BBC's Phil Mercer explains the forces at play in the nation's economy.
You delve into the figures and you see that youth unemployment, for example, is almost double the official rate, more than the official rate of unemployment. So within these figures, they do show a two-speed economy, really. Many workers doing well, but younger workers in particular still finding it hard to get a well-paid job that is secure in this country as Australia emerges from the COVID-19 pandemic.
So the worker shortage is one thing that our audience is going to be very familiar with. Also, inflation, which is at a 20-year high there in Australia. This is all top of mind for the public there because Prime Minister Scott Morrison has put jobs at the center of his re-election campaign. But the race now is too close to call ahead of elections this weekend. What is the mood on the ground there?
Well, these low unemployment figures could well boost the Prime Minister Scott Morrison in his attempts to be re-elected on Saturday. Opinion polls, they were badly wrong during the last election. They are suggesting that Mr. Morrison will have a great fight on his hands to retain government. The left of centre Labour opposition is well ahead in some of those opinion polls, although they have narrowed in the last day or two. And the Labour Party in Australia is suggesting that while voters will appreciate low unemployment, they are more concerned about the soaring cost of living, food, rent and petrol being key concerns too. So the economy is at the heart of Australia's election campaign. And of course, on Saturday, Australians get to choose which of the major parties they will favour to lead Australia out of the COVID-19 pandemic and beyond into hopefully a brighter future.
The BBC's Phil Mercer for us in Sydney. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Victoria.
Well, rising inflation around the world and worries about the hit that could deliver to the global economy is continuing to dent investor sentiment today. Checking the numbers now, Asian stock benchmarks stumbled after U.S. equities saw their biggest daily drop since 2020 yesterday. It's a similar picture here in Europe, where indices in London, Paris, Frankfurt and Madrid are down in the 1.3 to 2.4% range. Meanwhile, in Sri Lanka, a grace period on overdue bond interest payments expired today. That means the nation is officially in debt default. The BBC's Archana Shukla has more on that.
Sri Lanka defaulted on its debt repayment after the 30-day grace period to make $78 million bond repayments expired on Wednesday. The government had intimated creditors of a default last month when it decided to stop debt repayments to save dollars for essential imports. An almost bankrupt Sri Lanka is seeing its rupee plummet against the dollar and inflation rise above 30%, which the central bank governor says will worsen in the coming months. Sri Lanka is negotiating a debt restructuring program with the International Monetary Fund, but is yet to appoint a finance minister to lead the talks. I'm the BBC's Archana Shukla for Marketplace.
To Afghanistan now, where secret schools have been set up to educate young girls. The Taliban, which wrested control of the country last August, has not allowed girls back into the classroom, though they insist middle school equivalents will eventually reopen. The BBC's Sukhinder Kamani takes us inside one of those undercover schools.
I'm in the basement of a residential building in a quiet part of Kabul. A class of 10, mainly teenage girls, is underway. It's a secret school, so we've had to be careful that no one notices us as we come in. Here, and in most of the country, the Taliban haven't allowed older girls back to school. But they've done an impressive job here. The small classroom has its own neat, bright blue and white desks for the girls to sit at, and a whiteboard for the single teacher in charge. Today's lesson, trigonometry. Are you afraid of what could happen to you?
Of course. When we start, we know about the traits and we worry about them. But girls' education worth to take any risk to do that.
Even if it means you getting arrested by the Taliban?
If they arrest me, they beat me, but it's worth it to do that.
It's worth it.
Of course it's worth it.
Yeah. For the students here, the pain is still raw.
On the day we went to school, they told us it's not clear if girls will be allowed or not. Perhaps they will, later on. It's been 2 months now, and it hasn't happened. It makes me so sad.
Boys of all ages are back in the classroom, but the Taliban have now formed a committee to debate what to do about girls' secondary schools. For now, it seems their most hard-line elements are the ones deciding what the country's future will look like.
That's the BBC's Sukundar Kamani reporting from inside Afghanistan there and in London. I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.